All right, Steve.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Good morning, everybody. It is good to have you all on our Saturday morning national call. It's fun to hear you guys calling in from all over the country. And we sure had an exciting month end. You know, month end is always a little bit crazy. You know, everything starts to really start to come together as people want to make sure that they're qualifying for the things they're qualifying for and getting all their orders in. I know Melinda doesn't ever go to bed on month end until about 1 in the morning as we watch all the orders that are coming in. And so I think there were some congratulations in order, Melinda. A lot of people hit their month end goals.
They did, and you know, it's really fun when you have people that are, you know, getting good to the last drop, bringing every minute of the month out until right at midnight when we close off, and that was really fun. My phone was ringing off the hook, and we were three-waying into Jackie to get orders placed, and it was really, really fun. I love those kind of month-end closes.
Yeah, so we need to make sure we get everybody to form good habits and not wait till midnight in order to make sure those things are happening. I mean, but it was exciting because we knew that everyone was trying to qualify for different things that were going on. So, Melinda, I'm just going to turn it over to you and kind of go from there.
All right. Well, we have some fun announcements to make, and again, things just continue to stay, you know, before the fly-in, we were all working up toward the fly-in. Now, you know, all this crazy volume and excitement about the story and everything that's going on keeps us really busy at corporate. I know yesterday they all had all hands on deck to get some projects done and out of the way before it closes, and we had a great, as Steve talked about, great month and close. Congratulations to so many of you who ran at our Thousand Dreams bonus and are, you know, taking care of this new pocket story about be your best at every age and find your limitless and the power of habits. We're really excited. So, Alan, I know you've got some announcements, so let's turn it over to Alan Michaelis.
Thanks, Melinda. Excuse me. Appreciate it. Yeah, month end is so much fun in the office. You know, there's always good enthusiasm, but it's fun to see that energy up a couple notches, and it was a lot of fun. It was great to see the distributors that we're in, and great to see the success. But we've got some cool things that we highlighted in The Voice, and I'd just like to draw your attention to those. Now, remember, be sure and just check out The Voice every week. And if it comes out Thursday at 5 o'clock, and if for some reason you're not available to read it that evening, just go back and look at it because there's great things in there. One of my favorite sections is Trend Your Limitless, and I'm going to put a little teaser out there. I'm not going to give much detail about it, but there is in there we have some notes about 5 healthy habits that are super important for people to incorporate. And if they do that, they could increase their life expectancy by 14 years, according to experts in the field. So check those out. It's pretty exciting. Good stuff. But, you know, we are really, really excited about the bonuses we have for existing distributors, for new distributors. Of course, we've brought back Express Qualification, Express Incentives, the Limitless 2.0 Founders Program. Great information in that. Great enthusiasm around that, too. So check that out. We've got our existing distributors that we've got a window of opportunity, can run at the 3 and 30 bonus, not just for your new people, but existing distributors can grab that, too. We've got existing distributors can earn their own Apple item. And, of course, we've got the 1,000 Dreams bonus with that huge extra cash that can be earned this summer with these incentives. This is a summer. This is a limitless summer. It's a pocket story summer. It's a great habits summer. So I'm really excited about all those things that we have going on there. You know, and just looking at the calendar of the exciting things coming up, we've got our product call Monday, our training call Monday at noon Mountain Time. You know, we keep that to even less than 30 minutes. Often it's 20, 25 minutes. We know you're busy. It's the beginning of the week, and it's the middle of your day with whatever time zone you're in. But we're going to talk about charge. You know, and we love highlighting the products. We talk about science, but we also talk about some selling tips, some focus on how you can promote the product. And so we're real excited to focus on charge this coming Monday. And then as we continue the week on Tuesday, we begin our new You Even Better broadcast. And this week we'll feature Craig and Peggy Stoltz. Craig and Peggy, we love you. You guys have a great story. We love your enthusiasm. Oh, my gosh, the products, the impact they've had on your lives and the business, the whole limitless experience for you guys. We just love watching your story. So, you know, and then, of course, Friday we'll have Will call again every Friday, 10 to 2. We love seeing everyone come into the office, pick up their orders, network, and build their businesses together. You know, I think that's it, Milan.
Oh, well, thank you, Alan. And it was a really great article in The Voice. One of the things I loved about that article was that, you know how you said your life expectancy could increase by 14 years among women and 12.2 years among men.
Yeah, that what's with that?
Well, you know, you guys. But the thing I loved about it, that was if you incorporated those healthy habits even at age 50. So, you know, if you start at age 40 or 30 or 20, I mean, that's the power of habit. I just loved that article, loved how, you know, Kay Marie incorporated how being your best at every age is really due to that power of habit and the things that we can do. Well, Steve, thank you, Alan, by the way. Steve, we have got some guests on our line today. And I guess, Alan, I can tell the team that those who ordered those pocket stories of our Be Your Best at Every Age, we have an announcement for those who ordered those, right?
We do. Do you want me to say it or did you want to share it?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. You know, we got those from the publisher, you know, the publishing company that put them together. We got them, it was early afternoon, and Akeisha, Jackie, Kamery, we all worked hard and got those in the mail out the door yesterday, and they're scheduled for delivery on Monday. So if you're one of those that ordered those already, you should see it Monday. Watch your mail.
Those are the first ones off the press, so we're really excited to get those stories out into the marketplace. And we're actually going to have some guest speakers that are going to talk about that today. So, Steve, if you don't mind, I'm just going to jump right in because I know...
Yeah, jump in for sure.
Our first speaker, believe it or not, she's actually driving, so you'll have to put up with her road noise because she's on her way to her appointments already this Saturday to share this story. We call it our pocket story. It's that beautiful brochure that we unveiled along with our Limitless 2.0 story at the fly-in about being your best at every age so that you can find your limitless. And I know Liz Perkins has been really trying to figure out the best way to use this. As for those of you who weren't at the fly-in, you may have heard us talk about how when we gave these to the distributors that were at the fly-in, we actually put them in a gift box. Because this is such a valuable, it's not just a brochure, it's a valuable gift that you can give to individuals as you start sharing with them that every good story has a hero, every good story has a villain. And Liz, you've been taking advantage of that, and we wanted to thank you, by the way, for driving and talking all at the same time.
Well, I pulled over for a minute to minimize the noise and just be respectful because I am super excited. Plus, I get so excited I don't want to be going 100 miles an hour down the road because my brain is going 100 miles an hour. So I have to drive right past your exit. Excuse the froggy voice because I have been talking 100 miles an hour as well. So I am super excited about this pocket story. And I really, truly do believe, you know, being fortunate enough to be with Limitless from the very beginning, that it's just kind of like the comings together of everything that we ultimately are. And, you know, anybody that knows me and a lot of people that have been around and know me that, you know, I just really feel so excited about being your best at every age because as now being 53 years old and really being, you know, Malin being a close friend and several people on this call, that was a fearful thing for me. The aging process has been a bit scary, and I bet if, you know, a lot of people would be willing to admit that it's scary for a lot of them as well. So,
okay, I'm just going to interrupt you here for a second, Liz, because it's not just scary for you. It was like as if you were jumping off Niagara Falls. You were petrified.
Yeah, that's a very good point. I think I'm kind of minimizing what it felt like. But, yeah, actually, it was probably the most frightening thing in my entire life was turning 50. I really felt like my brain was melting. That's the only way I can explain it. But yeah, it was a very, very fearful thing for me. And you know, even still is. But the exciting part truly about what Limitless means to me is that it does give me the ability to be my best at every age. And that is an exciting thing to be a part of as we go forward. So that's why I love this pocket story. You know, I've been sharing it right out the gate, Malin. When we got this, the minute you announced it, and then we saw this, I thought, you know, what I love about the pocket story is that it is an easy way for even a new person to take a look at this and to be able to just give a small little 2-3 minute presentation by simply following, you know, the pocket story, because how it's stated, it couldn't be any more perfect, even if you put it in your own words. That it, your why, our how. I mean, it's just beautifully put together and stated. And I absolutely love it and been using it and was able to sponsor a new distributor from it. I'm headed down to do presentations with it. It is just a great little piece. I'm super, super excited about it, Malin.
Well, and I happen to know on the last day of the month when, you know, we had distributors in, you slipped into a quiet place, and even during a three-way call, I saw you using that as your reference guide for even a three-way call, and even though they weren't looking at you know, the pocket guide or the pocket story, you had the ability to very succinctly do a three-way call. And what was the result of that? Because I watched your enthusiasm afterwards, but what happened?
Well, that was so much fun. And like I said, we know, and being fortunate enough to be trained by the very best, you and Steve, I do know that people, your team, as you start to sponsor and go out there, every single time you're doing a call, that they kind of follow in line with what you do. So they'll do what you do. And I thought, you know what, I'm really going to start out of the gate. These are new people. As I'm doing these calls, I'm going to follow this because I really feel passionate about our story and what this awesome little pocket story says. And as I did that, not only did I sponsor the first person, but we were immediately excited, like you said, ran in, did a couple more three-way calls, and because of that, got another person signed up, super excited about really what Limitless is all about. They also felt that it was in line with what they're, you know, dealing with and their things that they want in their life, and it just fell in line with what they were looking for too. So again, it was just, it literally was like it just rolled off my tongue, and the people that were on the phone were super, you could feel that energy through the phone, that they were just so excited to be a part of something that was so, we call it a crusade, right?
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah, so super exciting about that. And you saw me. I came out of that room. I felt like I was going to, well, you can still feel my excitement because it just keeps going on and on and on.
Well, and having been in the business for, is it 18 years you've been in the industry?
Oh,
gosh,
no, I'm almost 19.
Oh,
but I already said I was 53, so I guess I can.
Yeah. But, you know, one of the things that we really believe will happen with this particular, you know, how we've crafted this together, how it rolls off people's tongues, duplication is everything when you're trying to build a networking organization, because you can't, you know, personally, you know, Steve and I can't personally help every single person tell the story. But if we all tell the story the same way, and I think that's what's great about this story. So, Liz, thank you so much.
So true. I love that. That's, and again, here's people learning from you. Beautifully stated that if we learn to tell the story, this gives us the ability to every single person to tell the story the exact same way. It's easy, it's duplicatable, and we could all do it. And I love that. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. And thanks for pulling over.
No problem.
We've got our fingers crossed for your appointments today. So thank you. We appreciate you, Liz.
I'm excited about that as well, because that's who I'm going to work
with. Well, great. Well, thanks, Liz. And, you know, Steve, at our fly-in, we also introduced, of course, we're bringing back the bonus that has worked the very, very best, which is our, we're calling it our.
I think we lost. There we go.
Are you
there? Yeah, there you are.
Oh, our Founders Program, where, you know, people can earn, as Alan talked about, our 3 and 30 bonuses, you know, sponsoring 3 people in their first 30 days, our Apple, you know, incentive bonuses. But we also unveiled something for the summer, And I'm really excited about this bonus. It's our 1,000 Dreams story, as we put the challenge out there for individuals to start sharing this story and gathering their customers, getting to that, you know, at least 1,000 in personal sales volume, you know, pushing that envelope. And we have a team on the phone. I've asked Pam and Terry to join us on the phone this morning, and they even have some individuals in their team. I mean, they've got 4 people, including themselves, that are in the running. And of course, you know, Liz is in the running with that. We've got so many people that are in the running for these bonuses. But I wanted to invite them on because it was really fun. You know, right up to the, again, good to the last drop minute, we have them on the phone. So Pam and Terry, are you there?
I am.
Pamster, you there?
I am.
There you guys are.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if it's right that these guys should all be on the same team. You know what I mean?
I
mean, it seems unfair.
You know, it all started with Liz, and you know, Liz was our first distributor that enrolled at Limitless, and Pam was right on her heels underneath her, and Terry's right on the heels underneath Pam, and so we've got this little powerhouse team today that we're kind of highlighting, and we want to give congratulations to everybody on the team. But I wanted to talk to Pam because, you know, Pam has been utilizing the power of sampling our skinny sticks, and we all know how addicting those skinny sticks are and how fun they are. They're very habit-forming, if you will. But I also know the combination of our story, Be Your Best at Every Age, Find Your Limitless, and these bonuses. You know, Pam, just kind of tell me what's happened for you and you and Terry.
Well, thanks, Milan. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. You know what? I was so excited at the fly-in when you announced these bonuses. I think that, you know, this is my cup of tea. I love when there's a challenge out there. I love that. And so, of course, you know, it gets us to work. It makes us saddle up, and there we go to share the story and hit some great goals. So I love when you have the bonuses, and it just gives us something to focus on to work. But more important than how I feel is how my team feels. So I had the privilege of spending the weekend with Terry. She was here for the fly-in. And, you know, there were no words needed. Every time you would announce something, her and I would look at each other like, are you kidding me? So her excitement fed me. She had some team members here who were also excited, and that's when you get excited, is when you have somebody else on your team who's really working towards these and feeling super excited. And, you know, Terry has some great people running for these bonuses too. So
I was going to say, Pam, that it's easy to motivate Terry, I think, because I think she's the only Limitless distributor almost out in Minnesota. I mean, I know there's a couple, but I mean, you know, so when she flies
in.
There you go, in the whole Midwest.
She had to come to Utah just to get warm.
I know, but what I'm saying is when she comes to Utah, and we appreciate so much Terry flying in from Minnesota for the fly-in, when she comes from Minnesota and she's able to lock arms with people that think the same way, I'm sure that's exciting for her, because I always kid her. I go, Terry, you're all alone out there. So it's exciting to see something really get you motivated out there.
Well, I'm not going to be alone for long.
That's right. It's also been really fun. Like you mentioned, I sample, you know, here, my analogy is I go fishing every day and the sampling is my hook. It's been really easy to incorporate the pocket story, because now that's the conversation starter instead of how did you like the skinny sticks and, you know, just taking it down that road, which then I lead into the Find Your Limitless. But the pocket story is just an easy conversation. And so it's been so fun and easy to incorporate that into the sampling. And, you know, that's what it's all about. These bonuses are based on the PSV. And so the more people we share this with, the higher your volume is going to be. So super exciting about what's going on.
And, you know, 2 of the members on your team are fairly new distributors. And Terry, I know you and Pam have been working with them because it was a stretch. Now, this bonus for those of you who are you know, joining us, and maybe you weren't there at the fly-in. You know, this is a 4-month bonus, so you know, you guys only had like what, 13 days, 12 days for the rest of the month of May to be in the running for the full 4-month version of the bonus. But you can run at it for 3 months, you can run it for 2 months, and even if you just hit it 1 month during the summer, there's still a benefit for hitting these personal sales volume amounts. So, but you had some new people that really ran at these bonuses. What did that do for them? Terry, Pam.
For me?
Oh, for me.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Yes. Well, I'll tell you what. I have some amazing distributors that were with me, and Judy Leach is one of them. She lives in Kingston, Minnesota. She's a full-time sign language interpreter. And she is a rock star. And, you know, she's a very, I know you guys met her. She is very detail-oriented. She's kind of quiet, and she just really thinks things through. But you give her a challenge, and she runs, and she gets it, and she strategizes and works at it. So she's just like me. I am so motivated by prizes and recognition. I think that's what we all want. But Judy is amazing. She's running at the bonus for all 4 months. Wanda was there as well. Wanda, she's a distributor in Colorado. So I am branching out just a little bit here. And Wanda's under Judy. And, yep, they work together, actually. They have a page that they run together. And it works really well for them. So that's an idea. You know, they feed off each other, and they have customers in both areas. One of the other, actually a couple, husband-wife team that I have, it's Jackie and Rich Pohlmeier. They live near me. And veterans in the industry have been direct sellers for many years, wonderful people. And I'm just going to tell a little bit of the story, because when they came to me, I didn't even know. I hadn't been even talking to them. And Jackie messaged me. She goes, "We want to know what this is that you're taking." And the biggest problem was Rich has he works as a ref. You know, he jobs out as a referee for games and stuff. I mean, there's a whole group of these refs that do this. And he is looking at 2 knee replacements, and he's kind of looking at alternatives. He even, you know, scoped out the stem cell procedure rather than the, you know, surgery and stuff. And that was his biggest focus when he came to talk to me, is he was wondering if these products could help with his joint issues. And I'm happy to say within weeks, he is seeing such an improvement. So those two are excited. They've already sponsored people, and they are running at the bonus as well, because it's good to have a point. One thing, Pam and I talked about yesterday, it was kind of funny because she's all about tracking, you know her, and she's all about breaking things down in little pieces, which is brilliant. And we just figured out, to hit our numbers, all we need to do is sell one thing a day, 5 days a week, you know. So go sell your one thing for today, and then you're on to the next. Onto the next day, you can go live your life and have fun. So,
I'm laughing, Terry, because, you know, I know you're a great social media person, and you do these beautiful posts on social media on Limitless, and I always like seeing them when I'm on my Twitter account or whatever and seeing them come through. But I was laughing because I was thinking about the analytics that you and Pam, you know, because I know Pam breaks it down. She's kind of old-fashioned that way, and she puts it all on paper, you know, and they're all different colors, and they all tie to everything. And I know that, you know, in order to reach the maximum bonus over a 4-month period, I know she's got it broken down every single day, like you're talking about who she's going to approach. She's got her contact list. She's got when she talked to them, what she gave them, if she sampled them, how it works. I mean, she's got this whole system down, but the whole idea behind it is so that she can accomplish the goal of hitting these bonuses and bring her team along with her, so that you're doing the same thing and your people are doing the same thing. And, you know, this motivates everybody, and I'm sure Liz hates the fact that you guys are all motivated by these bonuses,
yeah.
I'm sure, you know. But so everybody's on the same page and everybody's moving forward, and I just really love to see the excitement that you guys are generating as a result of that. So congratulations on, by the end of May, seeing all these individuals, you know, be able to accomplish that. And it's just not in your group. We saw it across the board, didn't we, Malin?
We did. It was really fun. And that's what I'm saying is, when you have people who are like, oh my gosh, I'm so close, I'm going to reach a little further and I'm going to make that goal. And that's the power of the human spirit. That's what we're all about, is finding your limitless, no matter what that is. And Terry, I got to tell you, I love this, you know, a thing a day. It reminds me of the almond industry. Do you remember their commercial was, a can a week is all we ask, you know? A thing a day, that's all we ask, is a thing a day.
Yep.
So,
It is fun to see all these people doing that, Malin, to your point. And I know I texted Eva this week because, you know, she had a big jump in volume, and I said, keep going, you know. And that was what was fun about the end of the month deadline and seeing all those things.
It was fun. And many of you know our sweet Phyllis, who's been taking care of her mom. Even Phyllis made that, so you'll want to give a shout-out to Phyllis.
Yay!
I'm very excited about that. So. And Pam, any last bow to tie around this as we are going to move forward through the summer? And here we are, the first, you know, weekend in June, and there's lots of things we can run at, the 3 and 30 bonus, et cetera. Any bows you want to tie around all this?
You know, Malin, I enrolled a new distributor on the last day of the month, and I have to tell you, I mean, we had already been talking, and she'd taken the product, she'd seen great results. She knew that she had people she wanted to share this with. But I have to tell you, it was the bonuses. When I laid those out in front of her, of the kind of money that she could make over the next 4 months for the rest of her life, right? But just the bonuses that she can grab and into, that's what sealed the deal. It really was. She got so excited. That's her roadmap. That's exactly, she knows exactly what she needs to do to reach those bonuses. And she's brand new. So it's exciting to have new blood on your team, but what I really loved was the confidence that I heard in myself as I'm sharing with her, because I'm running at the bonuses. It was really easy for me to say, you can so do this. All of these bonuses can be yours, and that was really, really fun.
I love that, because 85% of distributors are on a part-time basis. Of those 85%, you know, we just know the statistics. Not all of them really find their groove on what to go do. In your mind, with these bonuses, how many people have the chance, if they'll just do the little bit of habit work, how many have the chance to go get these bonuses?
Oh, everyone. Right? Everyone.
Yeah.
Every single person.
Well, you know, I was going to say, Malin took the words right out of my mouth. It shows we're on the same page, because I was going to say, you know, 85%, that's a sweet spot in network marketing of people who want to do this business on a part-time basis so they can make that extra $500 or $1,000 or $1,500 or $2,000 a month, so that they can pay for those extra expenses, save for the kids' college, pay for an extra car, you know, help pay for a house payment, all those things. And that's what's great, as you said, Pam, you know, when you can talk to people and say, hey, these are bonuses to help you get going in our business, and that's what we designed them to do, and that's what obviously they're doing. They're having that impact on the field. So congrats to you guys, and, you know, we're excited about it.
So I want to chime in really quick and say, if you are not hearing the energy of these amazing superstars, listen, they push me like you would not believe, because you think, how embarrassing would it be for me if I don't keep up with them, because they are powerhouses. So they push me. I love it. I mean, Pam is, I call her, she is the, you know, she loves any thing you put in front of her to qualify. I call her the qualifying queen, because she will qualify for everything. And you've seen her color code everything. You've seen her map it out. She puts me to shame. So I have to run to keep up with them. So I love it. These guys are just, they motivate me.
That's awesome.
That's so fun.
Awesome, awesome.
It is fun.
Well, Steve, I know you had just one thing, since we are all about, you know, creating the habits for people to be their best at every age and find their limitless. And I know you had one little thing you wanted to just tie a quick bow around. Do you still want to do that?
Yeah. It'll only take me a second. And in closing that, and first of all, congrats to all you guys out there for, you know, running at these different things that we're going. But, you know, the science, you know, the ability to create good habits as opposed to bad habits, or as Malin said, there's a hero in every story or a villain in every story. And many times we're the villain in our own story because a lot of the problems that we have in our own personal lives come as a result of our bad habits. And longer life, you know, 40% of bad habits have to do with, you know, being overweight and smoking and just doing these, you know, terrible things to our body. But in reading, you know, James Clear has a book talking about habit change. And he very simply says there are three R's to habit change. And he calls the three R's: you need a reminder to remind you to do the habit, and especially if you're going to try to create a new habit. And I just want to give you an example of this. You need a reminder that triggers this new behavior, and then you need a routine that you do as a result of this new behavior, and then you need to make sure there's a reward. I was thinking of Liz when she goes to the gym, and, you know, it's hard for people to go to the gym and work out every day. I'm one of those people, you know, that I look at my treadmill sitting in my office, and it's a great place to hang my clothes, you know. And so even though I have a treadmill here, that's not the kind of thing that does it for me. But when Liz goes to the gym, her reward, of course, is she gets the endorphins from working out. But as a reminder, as an example, he calls them the three R's: the reminder, the routine, and the reward. So Malin and I love going on a walk every morning. It's what we do. And so as a reminder, right on my sofa when I get up in the morning, and I like to read for a few minutes while I'm kind of waking up and get before the day gets crazy and my phone starts going off with texts and everything, I like just to have some private time. I make sure I put my sneakers right by where I sit on my sofa, and that's a reminder that my sneakers are there because I need to go for a walk. Okay, something as simple as that, that just kind of reminds me of the behavior. And then once the routine, I put the sneakers on, and then Malin and I go out and we go for a walk. And that's the routine that we do every day. And when, as Malin mentioned, you're forming a good habit, you start doing it on a regular basis, it becomes a habit. And we've been doing this now for the last couple of years. And then the reward is the benefit you get from the good behavior. And I can't tell you, yesterday when we were walking, for example, yesterday morning when we were out walking, you know, it's a beautiful spring day, and Malin and I, you know, are looking at each other and go, what a beautiful day to go for a walk on. What a beautiful day, you know, to talk about what we're doing. You're in a positive mood, everything. So there's a reminder that just says, hey, you need to do this. Malin, she wants to do her sit-ups. She wants to do her push-ups. She can bring her big green bouncy ball, I don't even know what it's for, and put it by her bed. And when she sees that big green bouncy ball there, she knows, oh, okay, I got to make sure I do my sit-ups or my push-ups. And then what's the routine she does? She does those. And then she increases it, or whatever it is that she's doing, she's actually going through the physical routine of doing her sit-ups and her push-ups. And then what's the reward? The reward is she feels better after she gets it done. And so, guys, there is a science, according to James Clear. It's a very clear science in forming good habits. And we have these great products that help people with forming good habits. And now we're not the villain in our story anymore. And so I just want to do a big shout out to all you guys who worked hard, you know, for the end of the month, all you guys who came to the Flying, all you guys who are coming to the next Flying September 14th and 15th. Make sure it's on your calendar way in advance. And we want you to go out there and have a great Limitless week. And with that, Malin, I think that's it.
All right. Well, thanks to everyone. We're so excited about this. For those of you who ordered your pocket stories, they'll be there Monday. And, you know, we've put the challenge out. You got to do this at least once a day, or as Terry says, you know, sell one thing a day. So congratulations to everyone. May was just the beginning after our fly-in. Everything's all built up to our next fly-in in September on the 14th and 15th. So with that, Alan, let's go ahead and take it off mute. And you guys know the drill.